the City of Kingston has released the very first annual report for the Better Homes Kingston program. Launched on April 11, 2022, the goal of the program was to offer Kingston homeowners the opportunity to reduce their home's energy use and improve water conservation, especially focusing on reducing greenhouse gas emissions. The program supports the city's goal to lead environmental stewardship and climate action, a pillar in the 2023-26 strategic plan, by encouraging homeowners to undertake retrofits which will improve their home's energy efficiency. To discuss the first year of this program and the report, I sat down with Soren Christensen, project manager in the city's Climate Leadership Division. Here's what he had to say. So just to get us started, would you like to introduce yourself and maybe give folks a bit of background on Better Homes Kingston for those who aren't familiar?
For sure. So my name is Soren Christensen. I'm the project manager in the Climate Leadership Division, and I'm also the program manager for Better Homes Kingston. So this is a program offered by the City of Kingston, which targets home energy retrofits with the specific goal of greenhouse gas emissions reductions. The program was launched in 2022, April 11th of 2022, and it has the long-term 20-year goal of retrofitting 25 to 50% of the single-family homes in Kingston with an average carbon reduction impact or greenhouse gas emissions reduction impact of 30% per home. So this fits in with the city's climate leadership plan and our priorities related to greenhouse gas emissions reduction, which is also referred to as climate change mitigation. And so this is a key piece, this program is a key piece of achieving those goals of carbon neutrality set out in the climate leadership plan.
Awesome. So thank you for that little introduction. To get right into it, you were mentioned just the start date of this project. It's been about a year since it started. From what I understand, there was meant to be a soft launch, but you received so many applications on the first day. How has this project been for the last year, and was it a lot more popular than you expected?
Definitely. So it's been a whirlwind year, and we've learned a great deal and are working to refine the process and streamline it to meet the scale that we really need to meet in order to achieve our goal. So the last year has been a huge learning experience. And based on the results that have been reported in the year one annual report, I think it's clear that the program is seeing great success so far. We have been, especially initially, we were definitely overwhelmed by the amount of demand, which is a great problem to have. And we've done our best in, you know, increasing our capacity as much as we can to meet that demand. So some of the key features of our program, we have a performance threshold. So many home efficiency related programs operate on a per measure basis. So for example, you install one window, you get $150 back. Our program is different in that it's really specifically focused on greenhouse gas emissions reductions. So we're not looking at individual measures so much as the entire host of retrofits that you are completing in your project and incentivizing you to go deeper. Mm-hmm. So we have that goal, as I mentioned, of an average 30% reduction in greenhouse gas emissions or energy consumption for each individual household going through the program. And over the last year, it was 66 projects at the time. Now it's closer to 80 just in the last few weeks since the report came out. We've achieved over a 60% reduction, so more than double the target. So we're definitely succeeding towards our goals. We are working to scale the program towards the level that we need to have it at to meet the ultimate 20-year goal. It's been a very exciting year. Great to see the demand and to really bring this program to life.
Fantastic. Yeah, it's awesome to hear that you guys have had such a strong start. I want to get into a few of the specific things in the report. I wanted to ask about the training of contractors and advisors.
Absolutely. Yes. So one of the greatest challenges and most significant components of completing home energy retrofits are obviously the contractors that are doing this work, and the availability and the skill, as well as the price competitiveness of the contractors. So we developed a voluntary contractor training program. And I just have to say, for the record, the city does not pre-qualify any of the contractors that are completing work through Better Homes Kingston. So that relationship ultimately is between the homeowner and the contractor. But we have developed a training program in partnership with Building Knowledge Canada, leaders in the home energy and building science space. And essentially, this training program allows for contractors to get exposed to cutting edge information, history about home efficiency in Canada, as well as building science and the house as a system approach in planning and executing effective deep energy retrofits. And so we've had, I believe it's now 22 contractors complete our training. And through completing the training, they get put in an exclusive list. So we can provide that to homeowners as they're coming through the program. They have a list of contractors who are knowledgeable, who understand the program rules, who aren't going to misdirect homeowners, so to make them ineligible, et cetera. And that is a really key resource for homeowners. In terms of energy auditors, completing an audit is mandatory before you do the work, and then after you've completed the work, to assess and verify the GHG emissions and energy consumption reductions that you've achieved. And we have not seen significant issues with shortages of auditors or the availability of auditors in Kingston, but this is definitely something we will be looking to develop in the long term. But so far, so good in terms of the availability of auditors. And we're always looking for new contractors to come on board to join our program through the training, and to help homeowners complete these projects as best they can.
Absolutely. And along with the training that you guys provide, along with the physical services, which are detailed in your report, I also wanted to get into the energy coaching services you guys provide, if you want to give folks a little description of what that entails.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So this is a very exciting part of our program, and really something that sets it apart from many home energy programs across Canada and really leads to very deep impacts of projects being completed through Better Homes Kingston. So our energy coaching services are offered in partnership with our service delivery partner, which is Sustainable Kingston. And Sustainable Kingston does a lot of work in the community related to sustainability and in partnership with the city. And they also have energy auditing services through an asset merger that they completed with Red Squirrel, which offered home energy audits. So they actually have home energy auditors in-house, and we have a team of energy coaches at Sustainable Kingston. We have two essentially full-time positions that are working on this. So they are helping homeowners to interpret their audit reports. So you get an audit done, a home energy audit or home energy assessment. So a registered energy advisor comes into your home. They put in values based on your insulation, the air leakage of your home using a blower door test, et cetera. And they create a renovation upgrade report and homeowner information sheet. And our energy coach takes these two resources and meets with the homeowner and really helps them map out what is the highest impact and most cost-efficient measures that they can put in place in their home to achieve a significant reduction, to potentially achieve utility cost savings or energy cost savings, and also to meet our performance threshold in our program and also make a package of retrofits that works for the homeowner. And there are many programs on the market. So there's Better Homes Kingston here locally, but across the province, there's the Home Efficiency Rebate Plus program offered by Enbridge. There's the Canada Greener Homes Loan program offered by CMHC. And all these programs have slightly different rules. And so it can be very confusing and hard for the homeowner to understand and interpret all these rules. So our energy coach is there to ensure that the homeowner can stack across all the programs that are available, maximize the amount of funding that they can get, and maximize the impact of these projects, and really help with everything from reviewing quotes, ensuring they have all the information needed, to, you know, connecting individuals with contractors, helping with some of those intangible conversations, helping with submitting administrative paperwork. And I think the writing is really on the wall in terms of the positive impact that energy coaching has in this program, seeing as we've achieved more than double our average GHG emissions reduction target per project, really, and through our customer experience survey, the energy coaching services were identified by the vast majority of registrants that have completed a project through Better Homes Kingston as being absolutely integral to their success, and that they learned a lot from the energy coaches. So this is something that we're very excited about. It is very much an innovative solution and aspect of our program, and it's something that we're going to work very hard to continue as we continue to grow and evolve this program.
Yeah, you got right into this at the end there. You got some feedback from participants. I was wondering if you'd like to give some details there, maybe some areas you're proud of, areas you're looking to improve in the next year.
Yeah, for sure. So in terms of overall customer experience through this program, so the homeowners that have completed the program to date, we had 61 respondents out of 65 projects that have been completed, and 91% were satisfied with the support from program staff, with a similar majority of 90% being satisfied with the financing that was made available for the home energy upgrades. So really great to see a very high level of customer satisfaction. Not something we're surprised about, because we're really striving to be accessible in our customer service and really lead to customer success. So you can pick up the phone and call our team. You can send an email and get a response as soon as we can possibly get back to you. So we have lots of different methods, as well as in-person energy coaching. So looking at the network effect, or who would recommend the program after completing a project, 85% of participants who have already completed a project would be very likely to recommend this program to a friend, and 11% would be likely to do so. So we see positive experiences for individuals going through the program, and the energy coaching services are definitely a big part of that. Going back to some of the challenges that were identified in our survey, the greatest three challenges were having to pay contractors out of pocket. 21% of homeowners identified that as a significant challenge. That is something we try to address. We do offer 30% of the loan financing that's available in the program upfront. However, there are definitely situations, depending on the contractor you're going with, they may not offer different financing methods. And so paying for measures upfront and then getting them the majority of your funding at the end of the program, that's a challenge and something that we're definitely looking at potential solutions for, and more details to come on that by Q4 of this year, when we bring our report back to council to talk about future extensions and iterations of the program. And then limited availability or access to home renovation contractors. That was another significant challenge. 11% of homeowners identified that. That's a bit of a harder one to target. We've definitely had discussions and are connected with St. Lawrence College and are looking at ways that we can improve and build local contractor networks and support local contractors to take on projects in Better Homes Kingston. But that is certainly a common challenge, not only within Better Homes Kingston, but just in the contracting and renovation business overall. It's very hard to get contractors, and often you're booking out a year in advance. And then the third challenge was application forms were not always easy to follow. So there's definitely a lot of technical information involved in our program, and that can definitely be challenging, but that's why we have the energy coaching service. They will help all the participants fill out all of those application forms, all the requirements, et cetera, to ensure everything is done in the correct order and through our preferred process. So we really try and address those challenges using the energy coach, and are looking at other potential iterations going forward to try and address these challenges.
Mm, definitely. And as you address these challenges, and I know this report just came out, so you're sort of still riding on that, but how do you foresee this program progressing in the future?
So in terms of the program progressing in the future, so we do have a 20-year goal for this program, and that 20-year goal is to retrofit 25 to 50% of the homes, single-family homes in Kingston, achieving a 30% average carbon reduction impact, or greenhouse gas emissions reduction impact, per home. And so in order to meet that target, there are a few things that we'll be looking at. So having flexibility in our offerings so that many different homeowners can qualify through the program. So definitely looking at ways we can build in an equity lens and continue to try and offer additional support to low-income households that may be struggling with the high cost of energy burden and may be averse to taking on debt, or may have a hard time taking on debt. So that's one thing that we'll definitely be continuing to look at and try and create some creative solutions for. The potential of meeting some of the challenges, including offering more financing upfront to help pay for the work that is being completed, so homeowners don't have to carry as much debt as they go through and progress through the program. And then creating the most efficient and program possible, streamlining the process to allow for a certain scale of projects to be completed. So targeting 250 to 500 projects per year, using certain technologies to help automate parts of the process. And that's something that we're really working actively on. That will be really critical. And beyond that, still maintaining really positive customer experience and having the option to actually speak to a real person, to an energy coach, to help out in situations where people may have a lot of questions. I think that's really critical. So both trying to make the program more efficient and streamlined while still maintaining that human touch and positive customer experience that comes along with it.